Yickety!
Howdy do!
And welcome to Sporting Goods. I'm your host, Wig.
And it's your boy, Trav. What's going on, good folk? How's your Wednesday afternoon going?
How's your Wednesday yourself, my brother?
Everything is good. Everything is good. I had a little technical difficulties this morning, but everything's fine. Everything's gravy. What about yourself, brother?
Man, I'm doing good myself, dog. Every day is the same day to me. Wednesday is a Tuesday. Friday is a Sunday. My sensei told me, no matter what the calendar say, dog, it's going to always be 1984. That's just a little golden nugget for anybody out there reading, know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that went over my head. So, what are we going to be talking about today, Wig?
Yeah, we main topic is top five running backs in the league right now. And that's disgusting. Their talent as well as their future in the league. I said disgusting or disgusting. My fault. Yeah, hey, man, you know what I meant, man. Tomato, tomato, dude. Right. Tomato, tomato. Nah, but yeah, top five of the league. Game two recap, game three previews, and of course, what everybody waiting for, the locks of the day. You know what I mean? The picks.
Yeah.
We were 3-0 with our guaranteed picks on the last podcast. So far in game in the NBA Finals, we've been 9-1 with our picks. So, yeah, we've been on fire. My bankroll growing. I know your bankroll growing. I hope whoever out there listening, they bankroll growing. Don't be parlaying our picks. Be a dime picker. One pick at a time, bro. You'll get there slowly but surely. But, yeah, let's jump into the top five running backs. I'm going to give you a list of my running backs, and we'll do the top five together. I like Saquon. I like Zeke. I like Kakarot from Saints. I like
Kamara.
Yeah, I don't know why Dragon Ball on my mind, but, Kamara.
Hey, listen, if I could put Vegeta in the backfield, too, I would. That would be a great signing. But we're actually talking about football players.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I like Kamara. But shit, I might as well just call him Kakarot. I like Kakarot. I like your boy from the Titans, Derrick Henry, Le'Veon, of course. I like Kareem Hunt. And yeah, I think them boys are the beast of the league. They're the top tier. Who you like?
Okay. All right, so you gave off a few names that I would mention as well. You know, the Zeke's and the Saquons of the league. It's only them two, Zeke and Saquon. There's not many other Zeke and Saquons. Right. But like I was saying, I will put David Johnson.
David Johnson, I forgot about him for sure.
I will also put who would be that number?
Hey, let me throw.
I'll go Fournette.
Leonard Fournette. Okay.
And that's not fanboy bias. He's actually a really good running back.
He's a beast.
And Todd Gurley. I'd give Todd Gurley, even though he was injured in the last two games of the season. Those last two games were the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. So, yeah, that's kind of a good roundabout to put him in. So, anyway,
all right, so
we got our running back list.
All right, so I'm going to give you one, and you say he could be in the top five, or let me know we need to discuss that a little bit more, and then you give me one, and we'll go back and forth. All right?
All right, cool.
All right, so I got Saquon. What you feel about him?
He deserves it.
All right, so no matter what, he's in the top five. We got one.
Top five. I'll give you Zeke.
That's a god.
Go ahead.
That's a god.
Go ahead.
That boy beat. So, yeah, okay. He's automatically in the top five. That's two.
No. All right,
so
you're number three.
I got Le'Veon.
Yep, can't keep him out. Even though he missed the year, that's kind of a good thing when it comes to running back.
And he a pioneer. Know what I mean? He told them boys, hey, listen, if you ain't gonna give me my money, bro, you can't get my tires, bro. You ain't driving the ball with me.
He changed the market. He did change the market.
So right, automatic. So number four. Pioneer is the three. Who you got for four?
I'm gonna put David Johnson there. Even though he was on a bad team last year, he proven to us consecutive years he can carry a team.
All right, so we're gonna talk about that because I'm not so fit on David Johnson being in the top five. All right, so we'll put him on hold. All right, so with my number four pick, I'm gonna go with Derrick Henry. How you feel about that?
Yeah, he's a kind of on the hold for me.
Okay,
I'm trying to put his name above David Johnson and Todd Gurley.
Okay.
And it's coming off a little bit difficult.
All right,
for me.
So we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that.
So who was your number four?
I just went with Derrick Henry. You got to go with yours. You got to go with one more pick. Give me one more pick, then I give you one more.
Gurley. I'll go ahead and put Gurley on.
Gurley? Okay. We're going to discuss that as well. So we got, as far as discussion, as far as the immediate top five, you got Saquon, you got Zeke, you got Le'Veon. So we can just go with, that's our top three. We'll go with, that's our top three. We're looking for number four and number five. And right now, we have Derrick Henry in the mix. We got David Johnson in the mix. We got Todd Gurley in the mix for four or five. Is there anybody else you want to put in the list? Or you know for a fact that out of those three, they're going to be number four and five?
Out of those three, they're going to be four and five. Well, I can try to put Fournette in those three, but he was hurt last year. So
okay.
It's kind of a critical season for him this season to prove that he is a top-tier back and deserves to be on the team and get another contract. So out of those three...
And that takes maturity, because I understand how much love you have for him, considering that's your team's featured starting running back. So that's very mature of you to say, you know what, he's not top five, even though that's my favorite running back, because he plays on my favorite team.
Hey, listen. You know I'm a team guy. I was rooting for Blake Bortles for how many years in a row?
I'm not sure why, but hey, you know you love your team and you're gonna support them.
I even bought his jersey to burn.
Word.
I bought his jersey and now it's burnt. Yeah, he had to get up out of here. That last year made me burn his jersey. But anyway, let's go ahead with these last two. So at number four, Gurley. Do you have him?
I don't like Gurley's future, because there's no way you could be in the NFC championship game and the Super Bowl and the coach is pulling you out and cutting your plays because of your injury. That means that he don't want you to be in the limelight. However, he knows that you're not the person who's going to deliver us these championships. Even though they still didn't win the Super Bowl, he didn't have faith in Gurley's leg. So I'm not sure how his offseason went with the injury, but I'm going to leave him off simply because that injury was too much for you not to be in the biggest game of the year. You worked so hard for that year. If you could walk, you should be able to play. So he's not going to be in my top five. So for me, if it had to go with me, it would be David Johnson 4, Derrick Henry 5.
All right. And for me, it's going to be David Johnson 4 and Gurley 5. Only because Gurley was able to will his team to the NFC Championship. Yeah, basically.
Uh-huh.
And Derrick Henry was a first-round knockout, not only because his quarterback wasn't efficient enough, but he wasn't able to pull off eight-in-the-box runs. So I'll give him the honorable mention.
And I don't think – I mean – I respect it. I respect it, but I don't think Gurley had eight in the box. Gurley had a wide open field. Gurley had dudes throwing 50-yard bumps, so there's no way he could play eight in the box against the Rams.
Well, he had a young gun, that has arms.
Yeah. And so I mean, I'm not gonna fault Derrick Henry for not having other pieces around him.
But that's what our discussion's about, the roster they're on, and as well as, you know, their capabilities.
True. All right. So you got Gurley number five, with Derrick Henry as the honorable mention number six, and Fournette honorable mention number seven. I'll go with David Johnson 4, Derrick Henry 5, honorable mention Cockerot at 6, and honorable mention Todd Gurley at 7, and then I go Fournette at 8. Okay. Sounds like a plan?
Cool. That sounds more than even keel to me. All right. So. Cool.
All right, let's jump into a game two recap. Let's just talk how we felt about the game. I'll go first and give you my quick thoughts. I hate to say that you were right, that Golden State was going to win. They had no business.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
I said on trial.
I didn't hear you.
Trial, you were right. Team Light Skin won. Team Light Skin won. They had no business winning. Whatever. Stop beating your meat, man. You got to stop doing that on air, all right? Do that in your own time. Not on air, bro.
That was me letting off the load.
Oh, okay. That's a load.
Baby, I'm coming.
I was absolutely wrong. Okay. However, I did say Toronto in game five. That means that Toronto will be sweeping Golden State. Golden State and Golden State. They will sweep Golden State and Golden State for the championship in game five. But in game two, Golden State did exactly what I said they were going to do. Put six eyes on Kawhi and let everybody else shoot. Same thing they did in game one. However, the role players didn't shoot as well as they did in game one. Marc Gasol didn't hit those threes. He actually only had like 7 points, if I'm not mistaken. Siakam only ended up with 12 and under 30% shooting after going 80% in game one. They came back to life. And if it wasn't for that third quarter, Toronto would have still won. And that's why I don't believe Golden State actually have it. Draymond was a beast. He came out like a grown man. Against Kawhi and against Siakam. Siakam went 0-8 against Draymond after dogging him in game one. So, yeah, you were right. Team Lights game one. How you feel about the game?
Well, I feel, I actually feel a little bit proud of the light skin. I do. They was letting me down game one and had one of the opposing light skin and Drake crowning the whole entire game.
Yeah.
But,
It's just a light-skinned series, it looked like, man.
To speak on, light-skinned, I want to give a kudos to Fred VanVleet. He actually showed me that he is in it to win it. He wants a championship.
Yeah, we're going to put him on another playing. Team. We're going to put Fred VanVleet on another team. He's not just team light-skinned. He team Daddy as well. And ever since he had that baby, he's been going lights out of the playoffs. Continue with your
Okay. That's cool. But yeah, he's been playing lights out basketball. He's five games in a row now.
Yeah.
Scored double figures, playing great defense, right. Willing the offense just as well as Kawhi is. Yeah, he's been playing great basketball. And that guy that I called MJ in the first podcast is very non-existent.
Pascal Siakam.
Who?
Pascal Siakam, a.k.a. P.S.
Oh, P.S.
I didn't show up for
He did not show up. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest. I see that a continuing trend in Dub Nation. Ooh. He's not going to put up those same numbers in Dub Nation.
All right, so how about this? We jump straight into game three prediction.
Oh, okay.
Game
three prediction.
Yeah.
My prediction is... I have a double-edged sword prediction.
Okay.
My prediction is if Klay plays and they drug him up or they do whatever they need to make him play at least 80%,
right.
I see Golden State pulling it out by the hair. And that's only just by the hair. So I'll say a point, 2 point. They will to win the game. Because the X Factor, who now you may believe is Draymond, is Boogie Cousins going to play a hell of a game in game three. And
I think Boogie Cousins' play in game two is highly overrated. I'm not saying that he did not play a good game. However, I don't believe he was an X Factor in the game. I believe he did exactly what he needed to do as a starter who started game two.
A double double with six assists.
Yeah.
What? That's average?
I'm not saying that. Okay, you're right.
That's
you're right.
Draymond numbers.
You got me. That is not average numbers. That is an above average good game in the NBA. I just think people are making too much of it because he was hurt and he didn't play for X amount of games. However, that is still Boogie Cousins and he is a good basketball player. He is a talented basketball player. And now he don't have to be the person to carry the load. He can actually be a role player with star quality talent. And he did what he did. However, game three, injury is gonna take into effect. Klay will not be able, even if he plays, he's not gonna be able to run off picks as easy and set his feet and knock down an easy three-pointer that's contested but easy to his standards. Now contested shots will be hard shots for him. Now those quick little threes that he liked to shoot would actually be a hard shot because he ain't gonna have his legs under him the way he had him before the injury. Boogie is still hurt. I know he's getting shot up with cortisone. I know they're gonna shoot up Clay with cortisone. That boxing one that they played on Steph in the fourth quarter, and he couldn't get a shot up. He actually did not take one field goal in the fourth quarter. That's y'all king. Y'all king couldn't take one shot because of a lousy boxing one defense. That is to play boxing one in the NBA is disrespectful. That means that the other players on your team ain't crap. They're not even crap enough for us just to sag and play one player. We're just gonna play one player, and everybody else can do whatever they want. But
I believe me and you both know boxing one may be defense that minimally used in the NBA. They don't use it too often
because you can't. You don't have to be professional open. But go ahead.
You remember what type of player we're talking about? A player that can light you up from 35, almost 38 feet from off the floor. So boxing one kind of technically is the defense you need to use to stop players such as Curry, Harden, the kid from Portland, Dame. Yeah, so I believe that defense will make a factor in this next upcoming game. But what if he's not bringing the ball down? What if it's Draymond bringing the ball down? What if it's the
Boston one still works, because the Boston one is not about who brings the ball down. The Boston one is keeping the best player away from the ball. When he do have the ball, the closest person is coming to trap or to do a quick help. So, I mean, it doesn't matter who brings the ball down the court. However, I don't believe the boxing one is going to be as effective as it was in game two, because now you have time to prepare for it. You can actually run a play for it. No one thought boxing one was going to be coming making an appearance in the NBA Finals. So it caught everybody off guard. That's why Golden State scored the lowest points, the lowest quarter points that game, which was at 21. And Steph Curry couldn't get a shot up because they didn't prepare for it. But now they see it now. They've seen it. They'll be able to prepare for it. They're now going to prepare for other zone-type defense or a jump-trap-type defense, because they think that Toronto is desperate. I don't think Toronto is that desperate. I just think they had a bad quarter that ruined the game plan for them, and, you know, they lost by 5 points. That's not a bad loss.
Okay. All right. So
as far as this is concerned, you like Golden State to win game three as well?
Yes, I like Golden State to win.
All right, and I like Toronto to win game three, game four, and game five, because I like Toronto in five games.
I'm gonna do this
in the last podcast.
I'm gonna do this game by game because I don't know who's playing next upcoming game.
True. I only like that if KD don't play. If KD don't play and Toronto roster stays the same, then I like them to end this in game five. But if something changes, I'm just gonna stay with game three. Game three, I like Toronto, and you like Golden State again.
Yep.
Let's jump into the most anticipated segment of our show.
Pitch of the day!
The only reason why they actually listening, because they want the lots, they want to get that bankroll up. All right, so last night, I'll get my first pick first. Last night, the game was at 4.5. As of right now, it's still at 4.5. Early in the week, it was at 5. So I'm going to go with Toronto plus 4.5. I really like the money line for the plus money, but as far as the pick is concerned, and my guaranteed pick, Toronto plus 4.5. What you like?
All right, I actually like your pick too, but I have a whole separate pick for that. I'm actually going to go with the points on Boogie Cousins.
Okay.
Last I seen, it was 14.5. I don't know if they updated
that. Yeah, according to Bovada, it's 14.5, and the money line for it is minus 115.
Okay, so yes, I like him to do the over on that point amount. You know, he's going to be in the 18-point range.
Okay.
And that's only because we don't know the severity of the injury with Clay. So. Yeah.
So he will get more looks because of that.
Yes, he will get more looks, and he's going to score more than 14.5. All right, and the website pick, what are we agreeing to on this one?
All right, and the website pick, what we agreed to earlier was the on the total over and under for the game. Last night it was at 212.5. Earlier today it was at 213. Right now it's at 213.5. But I don't think it's gonna get.
Yeah, we're going under.
we are going under that one. It's actually gonna get close. If Klay plays, I don't think he's gonna be that effective on the offensive end because he don't have legs. You have a hamstring. You have a hamstring injury where you locked up in the middle of the game and couldn't move. You had to scream at your players to foul.
Yeah,
that doesn't heal in 3 days, even with cortisone shots. So I don't think he's gonna have the proper legs. He's not gonna be able to score that much. I don't think Toronto bench or role players will be able to score as frequently on the road because Golden State do have some nasty fans as well.
So
I see this game going close to like 198.
I give it about 205 to 208 range. Yeah, so it's going to go under in my book as well. So lock it in, folks.
Lock it in. We got
the picks of the day is
Toronto plus
four and a half. I apologize. Boogie Cousins plus 14.5.
Uh-huh. And the under.
Under of 213.5.
All right, let's wait 5 seconds to do that part over. Five. All right, so we do have our locks for the day.
So lock it in, folks. The lock picks of the day is Toronto, 4.5 points. Boogie Cousins, or better known as DeMarcus Cousins, he's going to score more than 14.5 points. And what is that? The minus of that is -115, right?
Yeah, the money line for that is -115. So that means you got to bet 115 to win 100.
Exactly. And the last pick, the podcast pick, we're going to say the game is going to go under 213.5 points.
I give
a range of 205 to 208. What's your range, Wick?
And I like it. I like it at 198. That's why I like the total closer to 198.
Awesome. All right. So, again, folks, this is the podcast you need to be listening to for guaranteed finals picks. Because what is our rank? 9-1?
Yeah, we're at 9-1 when it comes to finals overall picks. That's the run lines, that's the halves, that's quarters, that's props. We are 9-1 in game 1 and 2. Our guaranteed picks from the last podcast were 3-0, and they were all from the NBA finals. We had a hiccup yesterday with MLB. It was an underdog day, and it caught us off guard.
But anyway, I guess everybody.
We're still
plus money. Everybody gets their day. Every dog has their day. But yeah, like I was speaking on, folks. Hey, this is a podcast where we want you to go back and forth with us. We want you to make money. We want you to basically give us your outtakes on everything we talk about. Like today, if we want to talk about running backs that we missed out, let us know. We have Facebook, Instagram.
Let's put the plug in right now. We got Twitter. Twitter is at SGPodcast305. Sorry about the spit in my mouth. Once again, Twitter is SGPodcast305. Instagram will be. Go ahead.
If you want me to go, I'll go. But if you got it, all right, go ahead. The Instagram will be Sporting Goods Podcast.
At Sporting Goods Podcast.
Spelled out completely. No hyphenations or nothing. Or I was about to say hibernation. No sleeping either.
Don't sleep on the picks, man.
Yeah, don't sleep on the picks. And go ahead with Facebook, Rick.
And the Facebook is Sporting Podcast as well. Sporting Goods Podcast. Sporting Goods Podcast on Facebook. Like I said, feel free to give us, like Trav said, feel free to give us comments, concerns, question our picks if you want to, question our top five running backs if you want to. We love to hear some feedback. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.
One more thing, Wick. And if you guys, we're going to continue to mention this because we're not going to stop. If you win, and you win because of us, give us a kudos. Give us a kudos. If you want to cash app us, you want to DM us, you want to give us a shout out, just to give a shout out.
Yeah, make sure.
Please do.
Every time you win money, make sure you give us a shout out on Twitter, give us a shout out on Instagram, give us a shout out on Facebook. Keep winning, you want to, you know, just our pockets so we can get some A-list guesters.
Better equipment.
A-listers.
and we could pay some guests to come through.
DM us and we'll give you the Cash App information so you can donate to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, donate to the call.
We're here for you guys. Just remember that.
All right, but thank you for tuning in. It is Sporting Goods on your boy Wig.
And it's your boy Trav.
Yikety.
How'd it go?
We out, baby.
Have a good day.
Yo.
Yo.